This week's mailbag comes to us from Julie. Bottom line, thank you, Lisa. I didn't think I needed the medical binder when I upgraded, but I totally did. I upgraded to All Access a while back, and I have been easing into it due to moving a couple of 100 miles for work this summer. I really didn't think I needed the medical binder, as I only have one child who thankfully is very healthy, and my dad, well, he's only 57. Unfortunately, my dad has had some health issues since the move, and he will be having major surgery within a few weeks to remove a large section of his colon. We were both feeling overwhelmed, and then I was able to pull out the binder and just tell him, I think this will help. And it has made a huge difference, and he has been filling it out on his own. For some context, he has opted to do the RV thing in his retirement, so he does not consistently see the same doctors for recurring problems. The medical binder is allowing both of us to keep track of all this information from a variety of doctors across the country. And now it is allowing his doctors to see the records from previous visits. Again, thank you, Lisa. Do you have an Organized 365 success story? We would love to hear about it. Please send us an email at lisa@organized365.com and tell us how you have taken back your home, your paper, and your life with Organized 365.
Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. All right, I'm ready to teach you a new concept, something that I really focused on in 2018. I didn't realize I was focusing on it. And then in 2019, about halfway through, I realized what I was doing and I started to dive deeper into it, and I'm ready to share it with you. I learned the skill of solving a problem for good. Now, I will tell you, I could not have done this before my home was organized. So I often say that there are three stages of organization. Decluttering, we all know what decluttering is. Organizing, which is creating one place for everything to go back to, a place for your home, putting everything together. That usually takes 12 to 18 months. And then that leads to increasing productivity. And increasing productivity looks a little different for everyone. Like decluttering is the easiest, it's the fastest, it's the most physical, it's the most common in every single house. Organizing, there are some nuances to organizing, and how you organize may be a little different. The biggest thing that people tend to do is they don't get all the way organized. They keep decluttering instead of organizing, so they never have that feeling of being organized. And then once you get really good at organizing, because it is a skill that you learn, and once you learn it, you love it. You're like, I'm never going to love it. I don't know. Got a lot of people who said that they used to hate organizing and now they're professional organizers. So I'm just here to tell you, it's kind of addicting. Once you learn how to do it and you find out you're good at it, it's really addicting to be organized and to organize others. The last piece of the puzzle is increasing productivity. And a lot of you are there now because you've organized your house. So when you organize, you get time. Always. Like if you learn to do the Sunday basket, you will get time in your week. If you organize your house, you'll get time in your month. Like once you live an organized life, what you have is time, a lot of time, time you don't know what to do with. And then you become more and more productive. So you're able to get more and more and more done. Literally, like the stuff I get done in one day now used to take me a week. So I could get so much stuff done because I'm organized and I'm highly productive. Well, I've solved the problem of how to organize your house in the 100-day program, how to organize your week in the Sunday basket, those things I have solved. But for me, I had some other problems that had not been solved, and I attacked those like I attacked organizing my house in the 100-day program. And I'm going to go through five of those here today. My hair, my makeup, my schedule, my food, and my clothing. First, let's talk about the hair. My sister says my hair should have its own Instagram channel because I talk about it so much. And here's why I talk about it so much, is because about 18 months ago, I was done with the short hairstyle. I don't know what happened. the texture of my hair changed. It got really dry, and then the color wasn't looking as good. And then all of a sudden, my hair got super short. So then I tried to grow it a little bit longer. And then when it got long, it was in my eyes, and I didn't like it. And I just felt like from the beginning of 2018 until towards the end of 2019, my hair never really looked good. I never really liked it. I think my hair changed. I don't know. Things happen. All summer, I kept trying to do different things with my hair, different styles. You guys probably, if you follow me on Instagram, you totally remember. Sometimes it was curled under. One day I went curly. Greg was like, do not do that anymore. I wish I liked hats. If I did, I just would be wearing a hat and wouldn't even worry about my hair. And it was probably the end of August. Yeah, I think it was the end of August. And I was like, you know what? I should just get extensions. And then my hair would be long. It'd be no problem. And I thought, how much are extensions? And then I found out, ridiculously priced. They're ridiculously priced. So then I was like, well, I don't know. And I had started growing my hair out. So I was like, I'm just going to make a consultation. So I went to a consultation to a hairdresser who did extensions. And I was like, okay, how much is it going to be? I'm just going to tell you, it was $750 to put in two packs of extensions. And I thought, I want to solve this problem for good. Like, I am tired of the mental thought I put into my hair. At that point, I was probably spending at least 30 minutes a day thinking about my hair. And you'd be like, oh my gosh. Yeah, right. Well, you're thinking about something too. Well, you know, I had to do it in the morning. So that's at least 15 minutes. Then I'm totally frustrated. And then anytime I'd be on a Zoom call or whatever, and I'd see my own hair, I'd be like, oh my gosh, people have to look at this. Like, I didn't like it. And I was spending so much mental time on it. And I thought, you know what? I'm just going to do it. I am going to do extensions. When can you do them? She could do them 2 days later. I was like, sign me up. So I went in. She gets these ridiculously long extensions, to which I have her cut them immediately. Like, she cut them down to like 8 inches. She's like, okay. I had them long like that for like 2 days. I was like, they're too long. We went back in. I cut them down to like 4 or 5 inches. So then I had shoulder length hair, which if you were watching on Instagram, in late September through early November, that's how long my extensions were. The coloring wasn't great. It was okay. But I started doing fun things with my hair. Like, I started using a curling iron again, and I had never done beach waves before. I was loving doing my hair. I was having so much fun trying new styles, trying different things. My hair felt better because I changed the products I was using. And then I went back in, and I had, you have to, every 7 weeks, you have to have the extensions taken out and taped back in high again because your hair grows. So my hair had grown about, it's supposed to grow like half an inch a month, and mine had grown at least that much. It had grown pretty long. And by the time I got the extensions, my hair had already grown out longer than my short haircut, but it wasn't a nice haircut. So when she went to put the extensions back in the middle of November, I had her only put in like a third of what she had put in before, and we cut them shorter again. So starting middle of November until, well, now, because I'm getting my extensions taken out tomorrow, if you're listening to this real time, she put in maybe, I wonder how many are in here, less than a pack. And she put the blonde on top, and she highlighted my hair a little bit lighter. And that session was $350. And now here we are, the beginning of January, I'm having my extensions taken out, and now my hair is about shoulder length, and I love it. So I spend $1,000 on my hair. I'm not even embarrassed. I'm kind of embarrassed. I solved the problem, and I solved it for good. I no longer have a short hairstyle. I know how to do beach waves now. I have a new hairdresser. My hair coloring is a little bit different style. I love my hair. Now when I do my hair and I think about my hair, I love it, and I solve this problem for good. I'm very happy with that $1,000 investment. So that's one example of how I solved a problem for good. Now, before I go any further, I want to tell you, in order to solve a problem for good, you have to identify what the problem is, figure out what you want the end result to be, and then make a path to get there. So in this case, the problem was that I no longer liked my hairstyle. I had no idea what style I would like. My hair type had changed. I was in the need for a new hairdresser. Like I needed everything new about my hair. So the first thing I did was I just started scrolling all kinds of pictures. Now you guys know I love Madam Secretary, right? I know it's been canceled. I'm mortified. But Taya Leone's hair, I love her hair. Now, of course, in this season of Madam Secretary, it's super long. But anyway, normally it's shoulder length. It's all about one length. It's got some light curls in it. I love her hair. So I took that picture into my new hairdresser. And that was our goal, was to get my hair to look like that by the time we were done with extensions. I knew exactly what I was going for. And every time I went back in, my hairdresser would say to me, we're going for Taya, right? Okay, so we're gonna style it this way now. We're going to do this now. And we knew the end result that we were going for. I knew that I wasn't going to have hair extensions forever. I knew it was just a certain amount of time in order to get me to this new look that I was going for. So that was the picture of the end in mind. Earlier in 2018, or maybe 18 months ago, summer of 2018, I decided that I wanted to change my makeup. I have under eye dark circles because I have allergies, extreme allergies to dust. I take Zyrtec every day. Like, I've tried all the things. They're not going away. I've had them since I was a baby. Like, they're not going away. I had tried all of my normal makeup. Didn't work. So my daughter and I went to Sephora and they did a makeover on me. And it was like $250 to buy not even everything that they recommended. That's how much I spent. They wanted me to buy even more stuff. And I went from being able to do my makeup in 5 minutes to having to spend 20 minutes doing my makeup. Like, before I started this whole hair and makeup thing, I could get ready and out the door in 20 minutes. It now takes me a full 45 minutes and there is no way to slow it down or speed it up. Like, that is how long it takes me. But I decided at that point, 18 months ago, that I was done kind of liking my makeup. And even if it was going to take me longer and cost me more, I wanted to put my makeup on in the morning so that if I was called to a TV show or whatever, I could be on the TV and the makeup would be fine. Like, I wanted my solution for my makeup. I did that before the hair. So that is another example of something I did where I solved the problem for good. Now that I've done the hair, I feel like my hair and makeup and my morning routine, it's 45 minutes. I allow for it. I'm fine with that. I feel great once I'm dressed and ready to go. And it took me solving both those problems, getting better makeup products and having someone show me what to apply and what's going to work on my face at this age, and growing out my hair using extensions. Next, let's talk about our schedule. One of the things I noticed at the time change was that I used to go on Instagram every morning at 8 a.m. when I let the dog out, and I would talk to you outside and I would show you my yard, and the lighting is great when you talk outside on Instagram, like it's perfect lighting. And then it got cold and the time change happened. And all of a sudden, I didn't go outside anymore when I let the dog out, so I kept forgetting to go on Instagram. It is amazing to me how these teeny tiny little changes change our whole schedules, right? With the book launching August 4th of 2020, I will be doing a book tour in New York and wherever my publisher has me go. I'm super excited. And then in September through the next May, I am going to be doing a self-funded book tour. What that means is Organize 365 is paying for the book tour. Like, the book publisher is not paying for this book tour. We are paying for the book tour, and I'm going to be traveling a lot. I want to travel a lot. Greg knows I'm traveling a lot. I'm going to push this to the limit. I want to travel a lot. I'm not sure exactly what it's going to look like. You should check out organize365.com/booktour on a regular basis, because that's where we're going to be putting any and all information we have as it comes. We've already asked for all of your inputs. That's all being collected. We've hired somebody to run the book tour full-time to work in Organize 365 in our office. I mean, this is the thing. I am all about the book tour. So one of the things I realized towards the end of 2019 was that I have thematic days. Mondays and Thursdays, I work on deep projects without my team, like recording this podcast or recording videos for YouTube or whatever. Like, I work on projects that are just related to me and not my team, where I need a lot of deep thinking time on Mondays and Thursdays. And then on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, I do my Facebook Live with you. I do team meetings. I do podcast interviews. And then on Fridays, I do local networking in Cincinnati, and I meet for people for breakfast, lunch, coffee. If I'm going to travel to meet a manufacturer, I'll do it then as well. Well, as I was thinking about this book tour, next year, the fall of 2020, I was like, okay, well, if I'm always having meetings on Tuesday, Wednesday, like how in the world am I going to go for a week, you know, like leave on a Sunday night or Monday morning and come back on a Saturday if I have these meetings? And starting in November of 2019, I was like, I need to start shifting my schedule so that I have full weeks open to travel, because that's what I want to be doing, is traveling. And I started moving everything so that it was first week, second week, third week, fourth week, or fifth week in the month. Well, already most of our meetings in Organized 365 are on the first and the third week of the month. So I made the decision that for the 100-day Facebook group, I was no longer, starting in 2020, going to be doing the second, fourth, and fifth week of the month Q&A. So it used to be I did it every week. Now I just do it the first and the third Tuesdays of the month. I go into the 100-day group and I answer your questions, and I go into the workbox group and I answer your questions. And that change has been made because I need to free up the second, fourth, and fifth week of the month for travel. All right, this gets even better. So I started moving everything that way. Like the first Friday of the month, I always go over and I buy lunch for everybody at our office, and we have a team lunch. So that's the first week of the month. So first week of the month, I need to be home in town, and also third week of the month, I need to be home and I need to be in town, which gives me a lot of days that I can travel. As I was thinking about this, I realized that I needed to make some home changes. So I solved the problem for good in our business through that schedule, which leads me to number four, changing food. So I've also, based on the book tour, been working on what foods make me feel the best. So when I'm doing all day video shoots with Alex, who's helping us with the YouTube channel, and when I have photo shoots done with Kate, our photographer, and I know we're going to use those photos and things, I schedule them in the morning, because once I have lunch, 30 minutes after lunch, I'm kind of done. And I've learned this. But I've learned that I can push lunch off later, or there are certain foods I can have at lunch that will help me maintain my energy longer and longer. And if I'm going to be traveling as much as I want to be traveling, what are the foods that I need to eat? So I was working on that. And then I was like, I need to solve this food question for good for our family. So a couple of podcasts ago, I talked to you about how I burned myself out on food. I think it was the last podcast where I talked to you about how I have the capability of figuring out food. I just don't have the confidence anymore because I've fried myself on cooking for Abby from scratch. I have decided this is no longer acceptable, and I am ready to solve this food problem for good. So what does it mean to solve the food problem for good? Number one, I am tired of making excuses. I'm tired of saying that I don't cook and Greg cooks. I'm tired of saying all these excuses that I have about food, and I'm going to solve this problem. And the way I solved this problem was, I told Greg that he and I told him, I told him, I said, we were going to divide up food. So for a while, I cooked all the food, and then 5 years ago, he started cooking all the food, and now nobody has been cooking food for a long time. I said, here's the thing. You cook twice a week. I'll cook twice a week. We'll go out on date night Saturday. If your mom comes on Sunday, you cook for your mom, which he's been doing on a consistent basis. And Greg loves to try new recipes. And he said, okay, because he's an awesome husband and he is a saint. So I originally said I would cook on Monday, Wednesday, and Greg would cook on Tuesday, Thursday. And as I was thinking about it, I was like, no. I should cook on Tuesday, Wednesday, and he should cook on Monday, Thursday. To which the saint says to me, what days am I cooking again? I was like, you're Monday, Thursday. He's like, okay, fine. So he doesn't care. This comes to food, and this comes to my schedule again. Here's why. You guys, you're going to think that this is kind of over the top, but this is how I think. This is how I'm solving the problem for good. I get my nails done every other week, because if you have acrylic nails, I don't know how you go every third week, because it grows out every 2 weeks. My nails grow every 2 weeks. Every single 2 weeks. And they start to grow on Friday and they're done growing by Tuesday. I am so weird. So if I'm going to get my nails done, I usually do it on Saturday, Sunday, or Monday. So I decided this. I get my nails done on Monday after work. So at 4 o'clock, I go and I get my nails done on Monday. The other reason I get my nails done on Monday is because it is the day that one of these nails technicians does not work and I don't like how she does my nails. And if I go in and she's there, they always give me her. But if she's not there, then I always get this other person and I want this other person. So that's why I do it on Monday. I'm telling you, you could just circumvent the system. If you just observe, you can get what you want. So Monday night, I go in, I get my nails done. I come home, Greg's made dinner. I eat dinner. Perfect. Tuesday and Wednesday are my meeting days, so I'm always at home because I have to be in front of my computer for podcast interviews for my team. So Tuesday and Wednesday, I'm already home. These are great days for me to be making dinner because if I want to make a crock pot or put something in at lunch, I'm already here Tuesday and Wednesday. And then Thursday, Greg already said it's going to be pizza, which is fine with me. So Thursday, Friday, it'll probably fall apart, but this solving the problem for good, analyzing which days would be best for me to cook on a consistent basis and not miss it. Had I not thought this all the way through and kept Monday as my cooking day, either we would be cooking late or I'd be like, oh, I'm just going to get carry out because I'm getting my nails done. Or I would get my nails done on Sunday and then I'd be mad because I didn't have the person I wanted doing my nails. I realize I sound absolutely ridiculous, but I mean, it's going to work. Like it sounds ridiculous, but this is totally going to work. The last problem that I have solved for good is my clothing, specifically laundry. I mentioned to you a couple years ago that I, for one school year, had our laundry done by, I took it and I had it done by the laundry mat because I was overwhelmed. It was Joey's senior year. I had stuff going on with Abby. The business was growing and I couldn't get the laundry done. It was about $45 a week in order to do it. I felt guilty about it, but it was great. Then Abby started doing her own laundry. Joey went off to college. We only have 1 to 2 loads a week. I mean, come on, Lisa, you could do your own laundry. I started doing Greg's and our laundry again. Like, it's no big deal, right? It's 1 to 2 loads of laundry. Well, recently, this has become like a thorn in my side because I'm busy. And when I'm not busy, I really don't want to be doing laundry. I don't know what to tell you. So it's Saturday morning, so I'll throw the laundry in, but then I'll go to run errands so it doesn't get moved to the dryer. By the time I move it to the dryer and start the next load, I don't want to fold it because I'm tired. Now I just want to take a bath and do my puzzle, right? I don't want to fold my own laundry. So then it's Sunday, I've got to finish laundry. You know what I mean? Even though it's 2 loads. And then Abby's moved my stuff because she wants to do laundry and I'm just over it. And I thought, you know what, Lisa? It is only going to be $20 a week. Max for me to have the laundromat do my laundry. So I have decided I'm no longer doing our laundry, even though I can. I am going to Friday mornings, because that's my networking day, take the laundry to the laundromat, go have all my lunches and eat my way through Friday with all the networking that I do, get all the money out of the bank. I'm gonna add our errands onto Friday instead of Saturday. Stop by the laundromat, pick up all my already folded and done laundry, bring it home, put it away. So by the time I get home on Friday afternoon, all of my laundry will be done, put away, money out of the bank, errands run, and I'm going to have my entire weekend for Greg and I do not have to worry about food because we have already solved that problem. I don't have to worry about laundry. I don't have to worry about errands. All of it is going to get done on Friday, and that is how I've solved my schedule, clothing, and food problem for good. I feel like I've shared too much. I feel like this is one of those podcast episodes where people are going to review the podcast and say, all she does is tell these stories about herself. I don't know what people think podcasts are. That's what podcasts are. Anyways, I digress. I would love it if you guys leave me a podcast review. Not that one. A podcast review. I would love it if you would leave me a podcast review. I feel that this podcast was very personal. And I also feel like some of you needed to hear it. You're like, she gave me permission to go to Sephora, to do my hair, to get a new hairdresser, to change my food, to have somebody else do my laundry. Like, I feel like a privileged prima donna when I record a podcast like this. But honestly, it's not a lot of money. The money I've spent isn't a little money, but it's not like hundreds of thousands. It's not like a lot of money. In the long scheme of things, of all of the things I could do, like, it's not a lot of money. But the transformation in my life and being able to set up my schedule, my physical well-being, taking care of our family so that I can get ready for a year-long book tour. It's worth it. Super excited about it. I would love to hear a podcast episode like that if anybody else did one. If you know of any other podcaster that has recorded a podcast episode like this, please email me that information. I would love to hear that one as well. So organizing your house is step one. But then you need to look at the things that are bothering you, the things that you are tolerating, the things that are just nagging at you day after day after day. Can you look at those? Why are they bothering you? What can you do about them? Is there something you could do in order to solve this problem for good? So I was going to let you in on the next problem that I am solving for good. So the next problem I am solving for good is menopause. I don't know. I'm sure they'll tell me when I go in. So I'm going into an appointment to a place here locally called the Happy Hormone Cottage. Isn't that such a cute little name? I actually met them 8 years ago at a networking event, so I knew that they existed. And I was like, oh, I think it's time for the Happy Hormone Cottage. With my hair changing and my face changing and like all these things changing, I know that my body is changing. And I love supplements. I take a ridiculous amount of supplements, but I haven't really changed my supplements in the last 8 years. And I think it's time to change nutritionally what I'm doing, like through supplements in addition to the foods that I'm eating. So my next big problem, not really problem, but my next thing that I am solving for good is aging with dignity and grace and feeling the best I can possibly feel all the time, because I am going on a really long book tour and I can't wait to see you and hug you in your city. Hope you guys have a great week.